Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Some space.
God, here comes the licks. Here comes the armpit licks.
There it is.
Okay.
Blaze, chill. Relax. I know Grandma is so exciting. So exciting. There she is. Okay. Hi. Welcome to... Oh, I'm sorry.
We started!
Oh, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about positive things we see on the internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with an old host revived, my mom. Say hi.
Hi.
Emily took this week off to be with her girlfriend who's in town, and they're both supposed to see a bunch of concerts. So if you want to go follow M Stuff, you're more than welcome to see what she's up to. But this week, hey, Blaze, it's Blaze's favorite person
to lick to the visit. Armpit of.
Blaze. Blaze, he is obsessed with licking my mother. If you watched the old ATIs, like back when we couldn't figure out the microphones, this is all the podcast was Blaze just annoying my mother. If you keep doing it, I have to put you inside, bro. But dog of the day is Blaze Boy.
It's Blaze.
How you doing today, Mom?
I'm doing great.
Can you lower your microphone an inch? A little bit more. Perfect. There you go.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You have it right like this.
Yeah, I really like to. It's a comfort thing for me.
And for me, it's a suffocation thing.
I don't feel suffocated. I have a way
claustrophobic.
Out.
Claustrophobic. I just, well, I can push it.
Yeah.
I got my way on.
Yeah.
He'd be harder to get off and around. Than
when he decides to sit on you, it's over.
It's you're there.
And there you go. Okay, Bubba, you just go to sleep. All right, Mom. We start with therapy.
Oh.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay today. I'm doing okay
today. All right. Today is an okay day.
Today is an okay day. How are you today?
I'm good. I've gotten things done. My therapist stood me up.
I'm so sorry. That's kind of harsh.
I had a session at noon with her, and then at 12:23, I was like, hey, where are we going to do this? And she was like, oh my God, I have it in my calendar for tomorrow. Yeah, but in the text before that, it clearly said today's date, and she just messed it up. And she was like, can we do 3 p.m.? So I have therapy in an hour now. So that will be my actual therapy.
Well, do you remember when you were a kid and I took you to somebody's house twice, like 2 years in a row? A week before the party, we went to the party, and we showed up at the door and a knock. I'm here to drop off Rachel at the party. There was no one else there, and she goes, "Oh, sweetie, that's next week."
I
did that
do.
Twice. Do you remember that? The same person, I think.
Mom, I guess you don't have like iPhone calendars and text messages back then. It was just like
I had my wall calendar.
You loved a wall calendar.
I still have
up.
A wall calendar.
I have a wall calendar. I have wall calendars all over the place. I love a calendar. I love a list.
Yes.
You tell me to be somewhere. If I put it in that calendar, I'm there.
If I have to be somewhere for somebody else, it goes on the wall and in my phone with an alarm.
Oh, yes. My phone, I will put silly little friend things in there. There's a new girl in our group. She's a sweetheart. But she's still getting to know everyone. And she was like, hey, I really want to take a train to Santa Barbara for my birthday. And I was like, what day? And she told me. And I was like, okay, putting it in my calendar now. And she started laughing. She's like, oh, you have to pencil me in? And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, one, this friend group does a lot. And I can't keep track. There are too many people and too many birthdays and too many activities. And I was like, don't give me crap for this. This means I like you. This means you're important. She was like, okay. And I was like, also, because Abby doesn't put anything in her calendar.
Does she just remember?
No, she asks me if we're busy that day.
She'll
be like,
okay.
Oh, I really want to do this. Or they invited me to this. Are we busy that day? And I'll be like, let me look.
Well, that's nice. See, you took that load for her.
Yeah,
that's
I am the calendar.
That's nice.
And it's because I am my own boss and I run my own. Do you want to call this a company?
Well, yes.
An empire.
An empire.
This is my empire.
This is her dynasty.
And I run this. So,
but also then your calendars don't clash because if you know what she's got.
Exactly. She'll even be like, oh, I have to do this thing. Like I have this doctor's appointment. I'll put that in my calendar so that
exactly.
I remember that she's busy that day. So I don't make any plans for us. Listen, I'm on top of it.
You
give me a calendar. Give me a list. My therapist, not so much.
Well,
she gives great advice.
Yeah. It's not everyone's strong suit, and that's okay.
It's not. All right. So there's a new, hold on.
Uh-oh.
Format. Sorry, I was getting my phone out. There's a new format to ATI that we've been working with. Mamas.
Okay.
So I'm, oh.
Do we talk about chickens at all?
No. I mean, you can.
Sad day.
Because it's an open format. So it goes, okay. We talk about the top trends on the internet. Then we talk about what we learned on the internet.
Okay.
Then we talk about new updates, whether that being like a social media update or like an update from what we misspoke last week. Or like whatever that. And then things on the internet that made me smile.
Aww.
And then confessions. Ooh. If we just have anything we really want to get off our chest.
Okay.
It kind of has to go with a therapy session, but like it might be like we save it till the end in case it's a little TMI and then people can skip it.
Gotcha.
Got it? All right. So have you seen any top trends? Have you seen any trends going around?
Trends?
Yeah. Like I'll give you my example.
Okay.
Right now on TikTok, I might be a little late, but what I've seen is girl math. So it was girl dinner, and that was a whole trend. Now I'm seeing girl math come up more and more.
I know chicken math.
What's chicken math?
Oh, it's like when you get three chickens and six chickens.
Oh, is this morbid?
And then it's chicken math. You say you're going to get a certain amount of chickens, and you always end up with four times more than when you're... chicken math.
How many chickens do you have now, Mom?
I have just enough.
An answer?
Maybe a few more than enough.
Like a politician. Way to scoot around that one, mamas.
I love my chickens.
No, girl math is how you justify buying something that's expensive, or it might not even be expensive, but just how you justify buying something. So it could be as stupid as like, you know, like if you Venmo people a lot, sometimes you have money left over in Venmo.
No idea, but okay.
Okay, so Venmo.
I don't have a Venmo.
You don't have a Venmo?
No, I think.
Oh, Dad has a Venmo.
I think Dad has a Venmo. I don't know.
Okay, so like Venmo is a place where you can send people money and it sits in your Venmo unless you transfer it to your bank. Or if you decide that you have to Venmo someone, you have to pay someone, you can use the balance that's already in Venmo to pay them. So it's like a little virtual
little
wallet,
exchange
right?
Thing. Okay.
So people are saying, if I bought it with Venmo and there was already money in my Venmo, then it was free. Because that money didn't come out of a bank account. And people are like,
Like Amazon.
No, that's just buying something, Mom.
No.
No, that's buying something. That's buying something. Gross. That is... No.
I really needed that leaf blower. It was the perfect size.
Okay. Well, that's just purchasing something, Mom. I'm talking about girl math here.
It's the same thing. You're still purchasing.
Okay, no. Okay, so let me explain a little further.
Get it.
If I bought it with cash, it was free because it didn't come out of the bank account. Mm-hmm. Or it's like my husband and I share an account, share credit cards, but if he buys dinner, it was free for me.
Right. Dad pays the Amazon bill. It was free for me.
There you go. And some people are saying like, oh yeah, like if a handbag I want is $500, but I use it every day, it's only like a dollar something a day to use this handbag. But if I use it for 2 years, it's less than a dollar a day for me to have this handbag. Like you justify it like that.
If you use a grocery bag that you only paid 10 cents for.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. But that's not what girl math is. Okay. This is also, again, just buying things and using them.
Got it.
So, I thought this was hilarious. Oh, people are like, concerts are free because you buy the ticket so far in advance. By the time the concert happens, it's free.
Exactly.
It's absolutely free. So this is a trend I'm seeing. People are like, what's your girl math? What girl math have you done lately? I very much believe the Venmo one because there's a lot of times when we go out to dinner, I have a big group of friends and the restaurant's like, no, we don't split checks. You know, we'll even ask ahead of time. We try so hard not to be annoying. We're like, hey, is it cool if we have separate checks? Like we're going to be on...
Right.
Separate checks. And they'll either be like, yeah, that's fine. Or they're like, no, we can't do that. And when they can't do that, I usually end up putting my credit card down because points. And then I've ended up, because I'm good at receipt math. I'm good at math, real math. I'll Venmo request everyone what they owe me so that no one has to do anything else because I'm fine with it. And then, so I get all of this money in my Venmo account.
Yeah.
And then if I decide to pay for something or pay someone for something through my Venmo, it's free for me.
Because it never touched the bank.
Exactly. Abby and I just had an entire weekend where I paid with everything for cash. Because like someone, I advanced someone some money or Venmoed someone some money and it was too much. So they gave me cash back. And so I was like, I just got free money.
There you go.
And I spent the whole weekend. We spent a lot of money and it was all free because it was in cash.
There you go.
That is girl math.
Okay.
Or you, it's free for you because dad pays the Amazon.
Amazon's free.
Amazon is
pretty much free. It's pretty much free.
You heard it here first, folks. Amazon is free.
Pretty much.
Go get your things because my mom's justification of girl math means, well, I've decided.
I never see that bill, so.
Oh, well, if you never see the bill, then I guess it is girl math. Have you seen any trends on the internet lately?
Oh, there was one. It was for a Crunchwrap. Crunchwrap? How to make a Crunchwrap casserole. That's what it was.
A Crunchwrap casserole?
Mm-hmm.
Did you try it?
Not yet. Not yet. It was recent.
Oh, okay. What's in it?
Everything that's in a Crunchwrap. You put down tortillas and you ground beef with taco seasoning in it.
Okay.
And then you put the cheese on the bottom and I can't remember what else they put in there. All the good things. Then the meat, and then they put these tortilla things on top and then more cheese and they fold it over and then they bake it and then they flip it all out on the table. That's the fun part.
Oh, okay.
Hoping that it all stays.
Oh.
And then you just divide it all up and then it's like a Crunchwrap from Taco Bell. I love that.
All right. So before we move on to the next segment, though, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
All right, we're going to move on to what we learned. And I think this should go with, because I believe you brought holidays.
I did.
So what we learned today, this could be what you learned today, is the holidays of the next week.
Yes.
Hit a mob.
On the 10th is lazy day.
Oh my gosh, tomorrow's a lazy day?
Lazy day. What are you going to do on a lazy day? Oh wait, let me answer. Nothing.
Well, I have a shoulder appointment and then we're supposed to go to WeHo in the evening. But I'm not doing much work. So is that lazy?
WeHo? What's a WeHo?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Well, okay, I remember now. Okay,
West Hollywood is the gay district of LA.
And what do you do there?
Party, club, I'm being the DD, but there's an emo night happening down there. So,
okay, well, what's an emo?
Emo is short for emotional.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
Yes, but it's
all these old terms are coming back.
Right? Right? Yeah. You're going to get hip again.
I've
Mom.
Been very sheltered.
Yeah, you're going to
get hip. I can tell you what's hip with 4-year-olds.
Oh,
and well, 1.5-year-old.
I'm good.
Okay.
I rather stay my type of hip, and I'm not even that hip. My knee gave out while I was running today.
I'm so sorry.
I ran 10 feet. I was just running, jogging across the street, really. And my knee just went, no. And I went, I am so old now, but I'm not.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Genetics.
Yeah, I will blame you for that one. Anyway.
Lazy day.
Lazy day on the 10th. Got it.
Now the 12th, they said, is middle child day. What happens if you have even number of children? Who's the middle child?
The two middle ones. Like the anyone that's not so the first or the last.
Okay.
Unless you, yeah, if you have five, then it's the middle. But if you have four, it's numbers. The two in the middle.
Or six,
then it's the four in the middle, I think.
Yeah. Four in the middle?
I think it would be the four in the middle.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Because it's all a symptom. The middle child syndrome is this. It's always there.
We're the babies.
We are the babies. We wouldn't know.
No.
We're the precious ones.
Well, you were. Yes. Yeah. I don't know that I was. I mean. But you know what it is also?
What? Tell me.
And I'm very excited about this one. National Garage Sale Day.
You love a garage sale. You have had maybe, rough estimate, not exaggerating, 15,000 garage sales, right?
Pretty close to that.
Since I've been born.
Why do you think the garage looks like it looks? Because I go, ooh, I could sell this at a garage sale.
Yes, but how do you still have things in your garage when you keep having garage sales?
Remember those free things from Amazon?
All right. I was just going to ask, are you a terrible salesman that you don't sell anything these garage sales?
Because once it comes out of the garage to sell, it is not allowed back in.
Yeah,
therefore, it all gets donated. Yeah.
But the garage just keeps filling up. You really should.
I also get things that other people discard.
Yes, I've done that.
And then I could sell that at a garage sale. That's free money.
That's not even girl math. That's just girl boss energy.
That's called
entrepreneurship.
Smarty pants.
Yeah.
Or same thing.
Yeah. I just went with the bigger word, which is usually not like me.
I'm also excited because the same day, there's three holidays in that day, Rachel.
On the 12th?
On the 12th.
My mind is blown. Can you tell me?
Annual preceded meteor shower. It's meteor shower. It's a big, huge meteor shower week, but that night is the peak night. So look up in the sky on the 12th.
Wait, no, I actually want to write that down in my calendar.
The 12th.
Because Abby and I love a good stargazing.
It is a good one. Meteor showers, you'll see them.
Meteor shower night.
Yeah.
Put it in 9 p.m.
Yeah.
There we go. We're doing dinner with her aunts that night. Ooh. Yeah, that's in my calendar. But I think we can do that after.
Of course. You can do it all night long.
All night?
All night long.
Does it stop at midnight, though? Because then it would be the next day.
Good question.
Good question on my part. All right.
I did have one more.
Oh, okay.
But there seemed to be a theme here in August. The 15th is relaxation day. Lazy day, relaxation day.
Meteor shower day. They want you to just lay
there
back and get zen.
Breathe it in. Just.
Did you know there's two supermoons in the month of August?
No, I did not know that.
There was already one that happened.
August
Don't worry.
Is a great month.
We charged our crystals. We did that. Zara put together a whole thing. And then we want to do something else for the next supermoon. But the supermoon it means rebirth a lot of the times. Like you start anew.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't always mean that's a positive.
Because
make things change, but it's not always for the better. Like people are like, oh, a rebirth, a change. It's not gonna be positive.
Yeah, but you can make the final end outcome be positive.
Oh, for sure.
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, like,
we can't leave that on a negative.
No, I never do. Manifest your destiny. Mindset.
Okay,
it's what you want.
Yes,
but. I'm just saying, like, people will be like, this is not what I wanted. Like, yeah,
right.
My life has changed, but not how I want it. I'm like, well, too bad. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Was there anything else that you learned on the internet this week?
I had some things, but they're just fun little stories. But I don't know when that fits in your little... where the genre is for that.
That could go with the things on the internet that made me smile.
Let's do it then.
Let's do those.
Let's do it then.
Okay, because I had something I saw. I didn't learn much on the internet. I did learn a lot on the internet, actually. But it all had to do with construction and woodworking. Like, you know when you're putting an anchor in a wall?
Yes.
And you have to, like, hammer in the anchor into the wall first. But then sometimes the anchor bends, like, or breaks. Because you're, like, hammering it in.
Is that what the thing that goes...
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
The drywall anchor.
Yeah.
Like sometimes when you're putting it in the hole, it like gets mushy.
Oh, no.
A little bit. I saw a hack where you put a screw or a nail in that first, into the anchor first a little bit, and then you hammer in the anchor.
Oh, the little plastic?
Yeah,
oh,
the little plastic doodads.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So if you put a screw in that little plastic anchor, but not screw it in, but just put it in there and then hammer in the screw, it'll stay straight and won't bend. But no one cares about that hack because
you're... Someone out there does.
Okay. That's just what I learned and I really want to test it out. I'm excited for it. But something else I saw that I was like, what?
No, I love it.
I love it. Okay. Another one, something I saw was this chick was just saying there's something that her mom did and she didn't realize her mom did when she was a teenager. Like this girl was a teenager and she didn't realize her mom was doing this until later her mom explained what she did. But her, she said, growing up, my mom always said, like, you are such a good kid. And she would tell everyone, oh, I have such a good kid, such a good teenager. She never has attitude. And what she did was positively gaslight her into being a good kid.
Because it works.
It does work because, yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't want to give your kid, like, the wrong... When they mess up, you got to be like, that's so unlike you. Like, not being like, oh, my God, you're such a terrible person. Like you're a good person. That's so unlike you. Like, let's solve this, you know? And she's like, but all my parents' friends were always like, oh, you have such an attitude. Teenagers are the worst, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, but my mom doing that, basically gaslighting me for the better and, like, basically just telling me I was a good person.
Yeah.
Instead of telling me to be a good person, I was just like, yeah, I'm a good person. And I'm not going to do bad things because, like, I wanted to live up to that thought process and that hype. And I was like, that is a great way to do something. And I already knew that, but, like, to hear someone, like, actually explain it and, like, had lived it, I was like, oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
I like that. So if you tell, I've noticed that, like, if you tell someone, like, oh, you're really funny or, like, you're really smart, they'll believe it and then actually, like, kind of do that. They're like, oh, no, I'm not dumb. I'm smart. Like, I can figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, you know, like, oh, I'm funny. You know, like, I'll crack a joke and they'll start actually cracking jokes.
Positive reinforcement.
Correct. Gaslighting for the good.
Well, not okay.
We'll call it girl gaslighting because girl things have been a trend. I'm gonna say girl gaslight girl means you're gaslighting your friends for positivity.
Positivity.
Girl like gaslight.
Da da da.
Thank you for the backup vocals.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. All right. Let's move on to new updates. Okay. The only update I've seen, one, Apple cannot get their updates right. I want to be positive here. I am hoping that they're going to get it on the next round. My phone is scheduled for an update tonight. I hope for the best and I pray for the best.
What's happening with your phone?
It just doesn't work right. They updated things and it didn't work right. But I did find, you know how like sometimes people will send like, you'd be like, hey, give me the party details. And they'll say like,
all the time. Keep going.
Okay, I'm just giving an example. In one text, they'll send you the time and the place.
Mm-hmm.
The next text, they'll tell you like the address. And the next text, they'll tell you like something important you need to know about the party. And you have to forward those three texts to someone else.
Why don't they just put it all in one text?
Well, you know, sometimes people's brain... There are two types of people.
Okay.
There are people that send one long text.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people that send a text for every sentence.
Okay.
And that stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
But I respect that that's how some people...
You're getting the text.
I'm getting the text.
You're getting the info.
I don't care how it's presented. Just give it to me.
Okay.
Yeah,
how do you put all those together?
So what you can do is hold down one, click more, and then you highlight all three texts. And then there's on the bottom right, there's a little send button. And then it says send it. And then it comes up with like who you want to send it to.
You know what you're getting today from me.
A
multiple text.
Go for it.
To see if I can do it.
But it'll send it in all in one text to the next person.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
I love it. So that's an update that I learned about. And then also, though, I don't want to be negative.
Put a positive spin on it. Let's figure it out.
TikTok is making money with how many ads they have as I'm swiping now. I feel like I'm on TikTok.
Oh, yes.
And every fourth one is an ad now.
Okay, yeah. I'm not positive. I mean, make your money. That.
TikTok has made it that they're paying their creators more, and I'm all for that. That's the positivity. But now, in order to do that, I guess they're putting more ads. And I've also seen, like, so many people are have like associate links now. I have them. I'm not shading these people. Mm-hmm. Where it means like they can use your Amazon link to go purchase something and then they get a small commission for
it. I've seen that on the bottom of some.
And so many people are doing it now that that is also like every three scrolls. And at the bottom, like this is just a influencer ad. And I'm like, that it's
yeah.
Everyone, the positive spin though is everyone's making their dime.
Yes.
And I'm so happy for them, girl boss.
But
I'm like, okay.
I have a limited amount of time on TikTok.
Correct. Correct. And like, yeah. I don't trust an ad. I don't trust an ad. And I know I have an affiliate link on most of my YouTube videos. I used to just put the direct links to things. That took more time than just throwing all of them into my affiliate link and then posting that under my videos. I don't care if you use my link. I don't think I could stress that enough. I don't, it's 2 cents basically if you use mine. It's a convenient way for you to do it, but I don't care. But it is there and I will never let it influence, unless it is a brand deal. I will never let that affiliate link influence my testing. The brand deals though, I don't like to work with brands that I wouldn't actually use. Don't think they would actually be beneficial for another person.
Right.
Like I try very hard to, you know, I say no to the fad diets mm-hmm. and stuff like that. The right. weight loss, I have done it in the past. And now looking back, I'm like, wish I hadn't done that. But we grow and we change. And I would never do them now. But I feel like it's a lot now as I'm scrolling through TikTok.
It is a lot. I've noticed that too.
Yeah. All right. Did you see any updates? I didn't think you would. No. All right. Before we move on to the next segment then, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor. All right, Mom.
Yeah.
What? I stepped on the sponsor.
You stepped on the sponsor?
I said sponsor. All right, Mom. And I gave myself no break in between.
Do you need to do a retake?
I think so.
Okay, let's go for it.
All right. Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. And we're back. All right, Mom, we are here with your favorite segment, Things on the Internet That Made Me Smile.
Oh, I'm ready.
Go.
I saw that a 93-year-old man climbed Half Dome, not the facing wall, but the back way.
What's Half Dome?
Yosemite.
Oh, well, that's fun.
He went skydiving at 91.
Oh, he's like, I have some things on my bucket list I need to take care of real quick. Him. Oh, sorry, okay. I got a text. I was making sure it's not Abby. Okay, go.
Okay.
You're fine.
And he decided he wanted to climb Half Dome, so his son and his granddaughter helped him go up it. I mean, he did the work, and he prepped for it by walking around, just taking strolls around his apartment in Oakland and then climbing the stairs at his apartment.
Oh, that's cute.
And he did it. He got all the way to the top and everyone cheered for him. And
that's amazing.
I'm like, I want to be doing that at 93.
Listen.
I can't do it at 63, but maybe I can do it at 93.
You just got to stay active. You just got to keep moving.
Yeah.
It is never too late to do something.
I'm always moving.
You're moving and grooving. Being active, I noticed, is a big part in people's staying emotionally young.
Yeah.
And like vitality?
No. Yeah.
Vivacious.
Oh, the vivacious.
Yeah. Yeah. Like keeping moving like will make it so that you can keep moving
right.
as you get older.
Right.
That's just my observation. But also it's always good for you.
But
that's great. I always say it's never too late to try something.
Never too late.
It's never too late to start your life over again.
That's right.
Change careers, change relationships. You're never done living.
No.
Until you give up. And you don't need to give up.
93. Climbing Half Dome.
Come on now.
Rachel.
Skydiving.
91.
That's insane. I'm proud of him.
Me too.
All right.
Okay. Did you want?
Huh? Did you have any other things on the internet that made you smile?
I do.
Please.
Since we're talking about.
You don't even need your paper out.
Turtles.
You just have this. Since we're talking about turtles, did that what you just said? Who talked about a turtle?
It caught my eye because everyone's changing to paper straws because you don't use plastic stuff anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anyways, I have a hard time with paper straws.
Okay, people shouldn't be doing paper. They should be doing cane sugar or bamboo. Sure.
I'm happy with all that. I don't like the feel of paper in my mouth.
No, the paper straws are poo.
So
the other, there are good for the earth.
Yes.
Good for our mouth ones that people don't buy and they should. Continue.
Okay. So for some reason, those straws were bothering me in my head all day long because I think we went somewhere and had paper straws.
And, oh, it just got in your craw.
It just got my craw. And then I saw this thing on turtles and I go, oh, well, if I'm saving the turtles, I still don't know how a straw saves a turtle.
Okay.
But.
They get stuck in their noses. I was always like, how is a straw getting in the ocean? And then I do beach cleanups now.
Oh, did you find a lot of straws?
The amount of straws that I found. And I was like, oh, it is a problem.
But and if you're very careful, if you. What?
It was because it was under a pier and there's restaurants above the pier. Oh. And there was napkins and salt packets and
trash
straws.
Cans. Why don't you just put them in the trash can?
Because people aren't always good.
Turtles. So the turtles are making a comeback on Palm Beach. Palm something. Palm Beach. I think it's in Florida.
They
have a record number of turtles coming back. Turtle nests.
I'm loving it.
So
I'm loving it.
I guess enough people are not throwing their straws in the ocean.
We just got to switch from the whole paper thing to the cane sugar or the bamboo.
It probably costs the restaurants more money.
Yeah, but
bring your own.
It's also costing me my sanity.
Yes, it is. And then I thought, oh,
in the most dramatic way I could ever say that. Continue.
Oh, I have what are those foldable ones? But then you leave them in your car because you take all take gunky, my own, and then they, and you forget to bring them in, and then there's. Ugh.
I have never remembered my travel straw.
You know
straw.
What Dad's done? Throughout the years, you know how he has like a pile of napkins from to-go restaurants in his car?
Yeah, always from Taco Bell.
He has a pocket full of plastic straws. It's still in the wrappers. So, bada bada bing, we win.
I mean, we don't because they're plastic.
But I throw them in the trash can, not the ocean.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I saw a thing that was like, hey, faux leather isn't that great. It's plastic, which is worse for the environment than leather. And I was like, I don't know if I believe any of this, but a lot of like people who are truly conscientious, words are hard.
It's hard when you try harder.
It's so hard when you try harder. Oh my God. Anyway, well, they'll wear like a hemp or cotton, or they'll wear things that are actually not bad for the environment or for animals. So there's that. All right. Did you have anything else that made you smile?
Made me ponder. Is there a section for pondering?
Yeah, we'll ponder right now.
I read that. I just got a mammogram.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Seriously, thank you.
And well, I get them all the time.
Thank you.
Well, not all the time, but when I'm supposed to get them, I get them.
I appreciate that as someone that doesn't want you to die.
I okay. Thank you for wanting not that for me.
Okay.
Words are hard.
Okay.
So anyways, I read this thing about AIs, which I'm...
AI.
AI.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence. I don't have any natural artificial... No. Okay, yeah. Never mind. Natural intelligence? Anyway, that they can read the breast scans.
Wow. We're struggling, Mom. We are... on the struggle train at the moment.
They read them like 20% better than you always have to have two radiologists. There's always two that read your breast mammogram.
Okay, efficiency.
Okay, well now these AIs do it like 20% better. They catch more. They can see more than a human eye can.
That's amazing.
And it's like, hey, I wonder if they sent mine off.
Maybe.
Because early detection is the key there.
It is. I mean, AI is great. We just talked about this. AI is great if it's, you know, doing things like that. The only time it's like really negative is if like when it's taking jobs away.
And this isn't because they still need.
Of course, you should have a human eye on that.
Yeah.
And they also someone has to be like, okay, and read the AI's results as well.
Exactly.
So, as long as it's not taking jobs and crafts from people, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
And this is where I'm like, yeah, science. Get at it.
Go science. Go science. Go science.
Go science. We'll get there, Mom.
Eventually.
One day. All right. Is there anything else?
That's all I know.
All right. Things that made me smile. Oh, dang it.
Uh-oh. You're not smiling now.
No. Well, I just... Is it Wednesday? Do I have a meeting?
It is Wednesday.
At 3. I have therapy at 3 and a meeting at 3. I'm going to have to push the meeting. That's fine. Something that made me smile. I found... Oh, I was going to write down her name and I forgot to... All right. There's this chick I've been following on TikTok. I got to find her because I don't want to not give her credit. Where is she? I'm going to do it. I'm going to find her. But she's probably not new. I'm new to her. Why can't I find her? I'm scrolling. Here she is. Mads Mitch is her name. And she does a lot of things. She does lists behind her and talks about things like, and one list are things that are none of her business.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a few of these and it cracks me up. And one of them was, the back of my head is none of my business. And I was like, what? And she's like, listen here, because the front of my hair, I can see. I'm going to make that look gorgeous. But whatever the back of my hair is doing, that is none of my business.
It's a free for all.
That's between you and the back of my head. She's like, I can't see
behind
that.
You.
Yeah. She's like, I cannot see that. I don't know what's going on. Oh, I am not responsible for that. That is none of my business. And anyway, she is someone new that I've been watching on TikTok and I think she's hilarious.
That's funny.
She does a lot of lists like that. And one of something else she said, she's like, I just came up with this. It's like the new thing I'm saying. Whenever a man says something, you know, I don't like, I just go, it's interesting that you have the confidence to say that in the year of the Barbie movie. Like, one, I don't even need in the year of the Barbie movie. I just love, it's interesting that you have the confidence to say that. Oh my God, an insult. What an insult to, I would never actually use it, but how strategic of an insult that is. It's interesting you have the confidence to say that. And I'm like, oh man, if a man is mansplaining or gaslighting, I want to use it so bad.
So bad.
But girl gaslighting is a positive thing and I'm allowing that.
Yes.
Another thing that made me smile. Hold on, what was it? Oh, you had something on the internet that made you smile. The bikini TikTok you sent me.
Oh my gosh.
You called me to make sure I'd watched it.
I was dying of laughter. You're right. I forgot about that already.
My mom found a TikTok.
Well, I wasn't looking. You sound like I was looking for it. I wasn't looking for it.
A TikTok showed up on my mom's For You page.
Thank you.
Of a woman giving herself a home bikini wax. And she censors everything, obviously. There's no sexual content.
None.
Not sexual at all.
I don't do that. No.
But it's this woman struggling to give herself a bikini wax.
She was so funny. She reminded me of you. It's something you would do.
Well, thank you. Wouldn't you. Do it, I love that.
Her reactions were...
I mean, I watched half of it.
It wasn't funny enough for her to see the
whole thing. It was. I got distracted.
Okay.
It's normal for me. But doing a bikini wax is very much something I would do for myself.
Yes.
Very much so.
But
so
it made me laugh.
Yeah.
That and the llama spitting. I don't think I sent that one to you.
The llama spitting?
The llama was spitting. It was the reaction of the man who was trying to shave the llama and it kept spitting.
That's funny.
It was funny at the time.
No, I'm saying that is funny.
Find it and send it to you.
Please do.
If I can figure out how to do that again.
What's on your For You page? What shows up?
A lot of chicken stuff. A lot of homesteading stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Baking bread stuff.
I want to do a video where, because when I did my video, if you didn't see on my main channel, my mom and I did a video together where I was her for the day. And I just followed her around and did her routine with her. And there was a lot of times in it where like your hose was being annoying. You don't have a spray thing on the end of your hose. You're doing stuff with your chickens. And people really want me to do a video where I buy products that you could use and need. And then we test them together.
Okay.
And I would love that. But I just need to know. I know you bought yourself a hose already.
It was too short. But yeah, I did.
Oh, then I can buy you a good hose and a hose nozzle. But I need to know what else I could buy you that would make your life easier. Like new gardening equipment. Things for your chickens, things for your dog, like anything.
You have to think about it.
Like things for cooking. You make your breakfast and your lunches and your dinners. So do you need any new cookware?
I just may do with what I have. That's what I do.
Bless your heart. I love that you do that.
Don't know.
I don't
You'd
care.
Have to follow me around again and see my things.
No. I don't care what you're getting by with. I want to know what would be great to have.
You to live closer.
If I gave, not a chance. If I gave you $1,000 Uh-huh. He said, you have to spend this in the next 4 hours to make your life at home easier. And they have to be like products. What would you buy? Oh,
you put all those stipulations on it.
Because I know you.
I'd pay a bill.
No.
Or have dad pay a bill.
I will pay your bill. But also the $1,000 on products. You have to go on Amazon. Okay, here it is.
Oh, that's easy.
Okay. No, we could do that. You just go on my Amazon and you put 10 things in the cart.
I have a wish list.
Please.
No.
Oh my God.
You know what?
I am mad. No. Rewind.
No, you know what it's filled with?
Stop it. Stop talking. I am livid because every time I ask you your birthday, Mother's Day, Christmas, I said, Mom, please let me purchase something for you. Please. And she goes, all I want is to see my kids. And I'm like, Mom,
that is what I want.
I don't care. You're going to see me give you the present, but let me get a present for you. Let me buy you something. And you go, there's nothing. I couldn't even think if I tried.
All I
and
need.
Here you have sitting okay, on an Amazon but wish list.
But can you see this? And then you're going to go, oh.
Give it to me.
Oh, it's loading. Oh, okay. Now I have to sign in.
I need you
to... Well, I can't do it fast enough.
Okay.
Pressure.
You have homework because I need to film this video soon.
I can tell you what they are, but you're going to laugh when you see it.
I love it. Please let it be more ridiculous. Please let it be a chair or...
Oh my God.
Is it a chair?
Yes,
it's a chair.
But that's not the funny part.
Is it a chicken chair?
No.
To sit in the coop?
No.
To wash your rocks on?
Oops. Wait, did I do it right?
I don't know.
I can't
see. Here we go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it dinged at me.
Oh, we're cooking now.
We're cooking now. Now, how do I get to my wish list?
I don't. Okay.
Oh, I know. You have to pretend like you're buying something.
Okay.
Don't you?
I mean, I think there's probably a little button that says wish list.
People have been able to find it. Words are hard.
Yeah, well,
let's pretend I'm buying this, which I'm not.
Okay, what is it?
I don't know. What did I click?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a Barbie chicken farm doll.
Sorry, Blake.
Okay, it's not going to... Okay, it's not refreshing.
Okay.
I'm not hooked up to you. My wish list is full of trucks.
Okay, there's not for you, Mom.
I know.
Here's your homework.
I got the one thing I really wanted was that little leaf blower that's light and I could just do my patio every day.
You have homework. I need you to do this. I need you, Mom. I know those are the magical words to get her to do anything. I need you tonight.
Okay.
To go on to Amazon.
Gosh. Okay.
And make a wish list of 10 things.
10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of products that you can just, that would be, make your life around the house easier.
Okay.
And then I'll purchase 5 of them.
Okay.
And then we'll test them together and see if they actually make your life easier for a video.
Okay.
But I need to order them now because I want to film it next week.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I have to do it tonight. Okay.
So do it tonight. Make your Amazon wish list.
Okay.
And send it to me. And then also those 5 remaining things are great because I'm going to be able to buy you something for your birthday that's at the end of the month and then Christmas.
I just want to see you.
I got
just spend some time with me.
I don't care about that. I don't care about what you actually want. I care about buying you a present.
Yep, to wrap and
because
there
that's
you go.
How you raised me. You spoiled us rotten with gifts, and that's all I know now. Anyway, I'm done being mad at you.
Okay.
Let's end this with confessions. So, my confession for the week is: I think coffee makes me gassy.
That's a confession?
Yeah.
My confession is I bought a leaf blower on Amazon.
But it was free.
It was free and it was useful. And it made my life easier. I don't have to do the broom anymore. I just go.
I can't believe you didn't have a leaf blower.
I do. I have a big one that's electric.
Oh, that orange one.
Huge. That's a different one. Oh. It's huge and it's clunky and it's. You have to plug it in. You have to find extension cords.
Oh, no. I refuse to have
battery
stuff.
One, a battery.
Battery operated.
And it's lightweight.
Wow.
So easy peasy.
Easy peasy. I love that. I love a leaf blower. I love mine. It's great.
I still have mastered it. Like occasionally, I still get the blowback because I've done it in a corner or something.
Oh, yeah. You gotta be careful. You got to go low on the corners. Does yours have different settings?
Oh, no. It's just a cheap little $40 one. So.
Well, no, it didn't cost $40. It costed free.
It cost dad $40.
It was free $95.
$45 something. I can't remember.
Because of girl math. Yeah. So that's your homework, is find more things that would make your life easier. And then I guess our confessions, mine was kind of gross and yours was pretty funny.
Yours is life.
Mine's life. Yeah. Life. I mean, I think
it made you gassy.
It made me gassy. I'm realizing this because I had to cut everything out of my diet and I'm slowly adding things back in. And I realized the last 2 weeks when I've had a very strict health, good diet, that I was no longer gassy. And I just thought I was a gassy person. I was like, I'm gassy.
You know, every person is gassy. There's overly gassy.
I was overly gassy.
And then there's gassy because are gassy.
I was like, I used to like every morning have to get out of bed because I had to toot. And my girlfriend doesn't like toots. And so I would leave the room.
And I'm glad sweet about that.
And I would go toot somewhere else. And I was constantly finding myself leaving rooms to toot. And then the last 2 weeks, I slowly realized, I was like, oh my God, I haven't had any bloating. I haven't had any tooting. And then I drank an oat milk latte. And I was like, because I'm allowed to start putting things back in my diet. I was like, coffee is obviously the first thing coming back because I'm struggling. And I realized I was super gassy.
Oh my.
And I was like, oh my, it's the oat milk. So then I tried an
the oat milk.
I will refuse to believe it's the coffee. So I tried an almond milk latte. Gassy. So today I had a double espresso over ice and I've been pretty good.
I don't know what's in that.
Just coffee.
Oh, so it is the milk thing?
It might be the milk. We'll see.
Well, it's... Oh.
Because I kind of have to chew right now.
Oat milk is no... Because cashews make me too.
Well, oat milk, I looked up what's in the best alternative milk is. What is the best alternative milk for bloating and gas? And everyone at the internet, Google, said oat milk is the best because it doesn't have the things in it. But almond milk is the best for digestion. So I've tried both of the ones that are supposed to be the best for the things, and I'm still gassy.
You just have a special, unique body, Rachel.
Yeah. So, but the double espresso seems to be sitting well.
Good.
We'll see tonight.
I've heard nothing.
I'm chilling. I was scared it was going to be the coffee.
Because you don't walk into another room with me.
No. I would just do it in front of you.
Yeah.
So
I've heard nothing.
I just have to find a milk alternative that doesn't make me...
What about the milk that's lactose tolerant? Does that still have milk in it?
Yes, it's milk. It just has the science taken out of it that people are allergic to. I don't know. The enzymes? I don't know what the right word was. I didn't want to misspeak. So just the science.
So an espresso just has water and coffee?
No, that would be an Americano.
Oh, what'd you say today?
A double espresso over ice. So it's two shots of espresso.
Okay, what's espresso? I'm hot and sweaty here.
The AC can't be on while we're recording.
I know, they're loud.
The double espresso is a stronger coffee. So you have like a cup of coffee, drip coffee, a cup of it. And,
it's like condensed.
It's condensed and it's stronger. And that's what's in lattes is espresso with milk.
Milk, okay.
Espresso with water is Americano. And then there's just this two, like a espresso over ice. It's just...
There's got to be something in there. Something in those other products that's making it. The water they're using.
No.
The something.
It's
got to be something,
Rachel. I'm seeing how I feel tonight. But if I'm fine, then it's just the milk alternative. If I'm gassy, it's the coffee. But a lot of people say blonde roasts are better on your stomach. And then I also have a low acidic coffee that I want to try if that's the issue, but that might not even be the issue.
And do you like coffee plain?
No.
Oh, so it's a problem.
I want the flavors. I want the sugar in it. I think it all goes well together.
Are you allowed to have sugar?
I'm not supposed to have refined sugars.
Okay.
At the moment, everything can be eventually put back into my diet.
Do people put honey in their coffee, or is that gross?
I have.
Is it good?
I'm
not a coffee drinker.
I've also put maple syrup in.
Oh,
that's
yes.
Actually
you
pretty
have
good.
Me right there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Maple syrup's good on everything.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's everything.
Okay.
Did you enjoy being back?
Did
you enjoy being back?
It's always fun to be with you.
I might have you back a little more often now.
Like a holiday.
Good. Yeah. Well, woo. Refreshing.
Woo!
Blaze did very good. He calmed down.
He did. He really did.
He knows the rules. Takes him a second sometimes. He gets so excited. He's a good boy, though. All right, guys. thank you for joining us. Thank you, Mom, for joining us.
Of course.
If you have any positive news, please put it down below. Love to talk about it. Or if you know any trends that are happening and whatnot. I'm trademarking girl gaslighting, where you gaslight your friends for the positive. You tell them, oh my God, you are stunning. You are so smart. You are so beautiful. You can achieve anything.
And I'm saying, mommies out there, do the same thing for your kids.
Yes, parents do that for your children. Let them know when they've messed up, but be shocked by it.
Yeah, be shocked.
Oh my goodness, this is so out of character. You're such a good person. But, you know, in your mind, actually keep track of what's going on. I love you guys, though. Please subscribe. Please follow. And we'll see you next time with another episode. All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.